And we have a very special guest on our telephone lines right now. And we have Dr. Maya Angelou on the phone line. Hello, Dr. Maya Angelou.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling in. It is indeed an honor to have you on the phone to tell us about the upcoming event and how you're involved with Women to Women, the conference presented by Young Inventions Group. And this is taking place on March the 1st, Saturday, March the 1st, at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis from 7 a.m. until 4:30 in the afternoon. Dr. Maya Angelou, tell us about the program and your involvement.
It sounds very exciting. It's a dream of Sonia Young. Miss Young is the founder of an organization called Inventions. Her hope is to talk with young Black women, in particular, young women, to encourage them to develop balance. That is a healthy body and a healthy mind.
And
in order to have the healthy mind, you have to feel that you're worthy of being respected. And so this conference hopes to instill self, not importance, but no more important than anyone else and no less important than anyone else, to have really self-respect. And feel that one is worthy of respect, so that young women will know I'm better than to be called out of my name.
Yes,
I'm better. I come from people who do not treat their women like that. So the organization really hopes to encourage young women to look at themselves and see themselves as having not only respect but self-love. And I don't mean that self-love, I don't mean where you love yourself and you don't love anybody else. I don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean respect and appreciation, thankfulness and gratitude. An attitude of gratitude.
Sonia Young is also one of your mentors, and she has been...
I think you mean mentee.
Mentee, excuse me. And she has been involved with this program for the past 20 years. And the program will also talk about managing your family and finances and careers and community opportunity as well.
Yes, that's true.
And focusing on the young generation, the next generation, and where their future lies.
That's true. You see, I don't know, you can't really ever know where you're going unless you know where you've been. That is to say, just think of it, if you don't know where you parked your car,
mm-hmm.
and you left your job, you really wouldn't know how to get home.
Yes.
Or if you did know how to get home, get a ride, you wouldn't even know where home is.
Yes.
So you really need to know where you've been. And one of the intentions of this conference is to talk about our past, talk about the women who have been so strong and so healthy and so loving.
Yes.
And that's going to be the burden of my song. I intend to speak about my grandmother and my mother and the people who have loved me, who have encouraged me to think that I'm worthy of being respected.
You're going to tell stories from part of a book that you have about your personal life, about yourself and your mom?
Well, some of them. I have 31 books, so I don't know which one. I've written 31 or 32. But from I Know Why the Cage Bird Sings, too. My most recent one, which is called Mom, Me, and Mom.
Yes. And that's your latest work. And will you have also books available, and will you be signing them?
I don't sell them. I write them, and other people sell them.
Okay, well, we hope that they will also be there.
I hope so.
Available.
I mean, quite often, bookstores do have racks of books out in the lobby, you know, to sell.
What is one of the most demanding things about being a poet or an orator?
Well, I tell you, Miss Blue, the most demanding thing about living at all, being a poet or a ballet dancer or a ditch digger or a chef, the most demanding thing is to tell the truth.
Yes.
You don't have to tell everything, you know, but okay. Try to make sure that anything you say is the truth as you understand it to be. And then to be not in love with the position, but in love with the search for truth. That's very important. So that you should have enough courage that if you said something today and a child informs you and convinces you that you were wrong, you should have enough courage to say to everybody, say people, you remember last week I said this and I said that. Well, I've just found out that that's not true. And so I'm not in love with the position. I'm in love with the search for truth. So that's true when you're trying to, well, you know that when you're trying to be a journalist.
Yes, yes.
When you're trying to write down a page of news, or if you're writing for a radio program, you know that the most difficult thing is to tell the truth without, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
No, you don't. Sometimes.
But on the other hand, you don't want to lie.
And sometimes the truth is hard to accept as well.
Exactly. But on the other hand, if you tell a lie, somebody will say, hey, girl, excuse me, that's not true.
The theme for the program is I Am Here For You.
Yes.
Could you just tell us about that, how you feel
well,
about that?
Well, we are all here for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for ourselves, of course. But, I mean, if you know something, the minute you know it, you should teach it. You should teach.
Yes.
If you know it to be true, tell it.
Well, we have...
And as I say, if you find out that wasn't true, have the courage to say, well, I was wrong.
Well,
but
we have learned so much...
Because we're all teachers, whether we know it or not, whether we take responsibility for it or not. There are people watching you, Miss Blue.
Yes.
You may never know their names or see their faces, but they say, do you see them? Did you see how, don't you like that suit she was wearing? Did you see that skirt? Hey, did you hear her talk? Oh, boy. So you are influencing somebody, so you may as well take responsibility for it since you're doing it anyway.
What do you hope that people will walk away with after the conference is over?
Well, I hope that they will themselves be able to say, I'm here for you, to some younger person. That they can say, I take responsibility for the time I take up and the space I occupy. So I hope that they will become of use to somebody else.
What keeps you, so many people have wanted me to ask you, what keeps you inspired to continue to write and the works that you do?
Well, I'm happy to be a human being. I'm happy to be have my family, to have the mother and grandmother and my brother, people I had in my family. I'm a child of God. And I'm trying to live a Christian life as I understand it. Now, I don't make it all the time,
uh-huh.
But I do really want to. I'm always amazed when people walk up to me and say, hello, I'm a Christian. I think already, you've already got it.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness, I work at it. And sometimes I get it. And at that time, I'm working at it. So I'm grateful.
Well,
I'm very grateful. I'm grateful to have awakened this morning. I'm grateful that you wanted to talk to me.
Yes.
I'm grateful that I'm grateful.
Well, briefly, since you brought up the religion, what is your views on religion, briefly, if you would like to elaborate on that?
Well, I don't know about briefly. And trying to be a Christian is really hard work.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the most difficult things is to see the other person, the person who is the brute, the the wife beater, the children abuser, to see that person as a child of God too, whether he knows it or not. I'm supposed to treat him like a child, as if he's a child of God, or she. You see, so it's hard work, and you're constantly saying, I'm sorry. I'm
yes.
sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope not to do that again tomorrow, but I do apologize.
Dr. Maya Angelou, on the phone with us, and you will be here in Atlanta for a day-long conference that will be held on Saturday, March the 1st at the Atlanta Marriott Marquis from 7 a.m. until 4:30 in the afternoon, and registration can be found at www.womentowomenconference.com for more information. And Dr. Maya Angelou, we thank you so much for all that you have done, that you continue to do, as you continue to inspire us and the next generation of people.
Thank you. I wanted to add to that, please, that I'm not going to be there from 7 a.m.
Okay.
Until 4:30. So I don't want people to say, well, she said she would be there. No, I'll be there. And you can find out when I'm coming.
Okay.
What hours I'll be there.
We'll check the schedule and get your time and inform our listeners, okay?
Thank you so much, and God bless your heart.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful name.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Maya Angelou, 91.9 FM, WCLK. And again, the conference is next week, Saturday, March the 1st, starting at 7 a.m. And we'll find the exact time that Dr. Maya Angelou will be present for the program as well. So, again, you can find out more on the Internet. And now, again, that's www.womentowomenconference.com.